We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
JD, good morning. We'll start with the fact that another game for the Warriors, another win, but there were bigger stories coming out of Oracle last night. Talk us through the moment of joy when Steve Kerr addressed the crowd before the game to try and honor the late, great Craig Sager.
Yeah, it was really outstanding and something different. I mean, we're so used to the moment of silence when loved ones pass on and folks in the community and they're represented in these arenas, and Steve Kerr, who was a personal friend from his time at Turner, as far as working with Craig Sager and the players themselves, had grown up in the league with Craig Sager being as big a part of it as anything, with interviewing them, before games, during games, in playoff series. So he was very, very close to all of the star players in the league and the coaches. And Steve Kerr had even a more personal relationship with them as well from his time working at TNT. And because Sager was such a bright personality and had such a joyous, positive energy, that Steve Kerr and the Warriors had felt that it was better than doing a moment of silence. Do a moment of joy. Do a moment where everyone could just cheer and have a positive, uplifting type of a vibe in the building, and it was just outstanding with the 19,000 plus just letting it roar at Oracle. It was really a touching, poignant, and very appropriate moment prior to tip-off.
And after the tip, JD, it turned into a little bit of an odd ball game. Steph Curry only managing 8 points, JaVale McGee 8 of 10, mostly on follow slams and alley-oop tosses. Was the team affected, you think, by the pregame festivities, or was it just a little bit of a flat night offensively?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both, and I think you also have to factor in them coming off that road trip, and the games are just piling up. I mean, you look at them coming off the 5 games in 7 nights. They had another couple of home games with one night off in between prior to that road trip. And I think there was just a little bit of that road hangover that was, had resumed. And you also factor in the fact that Carmelo Anthony and Derrick Rose didn't play. And I know Rose has been out for a few games, but the Knicks are the latest team that's choosing to rest the star player against the Warriors, almost packing it in for a night in an attempt to win the next game. So I think, Steve Kerr had said after the ball game that the assist numbers and their willingness to share the ball was really the only positive thing he took from the game as a whole. He thought they were just disengaged, lacked energy, and so much so that the Warriors aren't even going to practice today. That came out after the ball game last night as well. The Warriors originally, you have the game, they practice today, they'd have shoot around tomorrow, then take on the Blazers. They were going to take Sunday off. Well, they're actually going to take today off now and take Sunday off, and I think it's because he felt that they looked like they had some tired legs, and I think it showed really in every facet of the game, other than the fact that they were able to get McGee going and they were so willing to pass.
Well, there's a guy that seemed like his legs had a lot of spring in him, McGee. To me, JD, it appears that he's the best center on the team. I'm talking about athletically. His ability to fly, his ability to run up and down the court, no Zaza and the things that he brings to the game. Is he starting to pick up this offense, and is this team better playing him?
Well, the numbers would say that they are better with him, especially when he plays with Draymond Green and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. That group, the four stars plus him. So I think it's a weapon that maybe the Warriors didn't totally know they had here until the last couple of weeks, and I think they're becoming more comfortable in using him and continuing to give him more extended minutes. I don't think he's going to supplant Pachulia permanently in the starting lineup once Pachulia comes back from that wrist contusion, and he underwent an MRI when the Warriors got back, which just confirmed that injury, and he's still day-to-day, and the Warriors could be careful with him. But I think really the center position for the Warriors is just about buying minutes to where they don't have to allow Draymond Green to play that position early in games. You know, he's going to finish games with that Hamptons 5 lineup with, you know, him playing at the center position and Andre Iguodala out on the floor with the four stars. But it's how many minutes can you get here and there from a different center? And I think Pachulia and McGee clearly are the top two, and they just offer completely different, you know, different things, which I think is outstanding.
Point that out, JD. What is the difference? I watched the high flying alley hoop score when McGee's in. What is the biggest fundamental difference between these two, and what two dynamics do they bring different to the team that make them good or bad?
Nationality.
Pachulia is not a shot blocker. He's a big body defender. He's a physical defender. And Pachulia is more of a skilled offensive player. He's a passer. He can hit a 12-foot shot. He'll roll to the basket, but it's probably going to be more of he's going to roll to make a pass or to get a layup. McGee's going to roll, and he's looking for a lob. He's looking for a ball over the top, and that helps the Warriors' offense tremendously because they're able to throw that pass. It helps spacing for the entire offense because the Warriors have so many different shooters, and he's just more apt to block a shot. I mean, Pachulia is not a shot blocking big. He's not that rim protector. McGee challenges a lot of shots on the defensive end with that athleticism, and sometimes he gets lost a little bit. He gets out of position, which negates some of the athleticism, but just his ability to roll to the rim and be able to catch a pass for a dunk is something dynamic. It's something that's very important in today's NBA, especially with so many shooters, and the Warriors have made him, you know, they've improved his game in that area just by playing with so many other talented guys.
95.7 The Game reporter John Dickinson with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. JD, thank you so much for your time. Have an awesome weekend. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.